Welcome to Al Berman Live from a studio apartment in North Hollywood, California. This is episode 32. And if you've been listening consistently to this podcast, you will notice that the opening flute segment has gone back to the simple call to worship flute. The reason being that when I went to play the more complicated version just now, I hadn't practiced it enough, and I was making too many darn mistakes. And I said to myself, you know, the people who listen to this podcast deserve a well-sounding flute, if anything. And so I just made an executive decision to just go back to that. I had another riff that I wanted to do, but it's a little more complicated. So as time goes on, I will be experimenting with different musical things on the flute because I have somewhat of a facility for melodies. I've written many songs, and I have... I'm coughing a little bit. I think the reason I'm coughing partially is that I just had Aaron and Janet, the managers, just came and knocked on my door. And Aaron, who makes a delicious everything, as Janet says, brought over some two chocolate chip muffins that he made because I had told him how what a chocolate fanatic I am. And I just said, you know, maybe sometime you could do that. And gosh, what a nice gesture. I hadn't really eaten yet, so I didn't really want to, you know, have any just yet. But the fact I hadn't eaten, I was, you know, a little hungry, and it was so warm, so I did taste it. And I don't know if he makes a delicious everything, but he made a delicious muffin, which, you know, by the time I eat it later, it won't be warm anymore. Maybe I could put it in the microwave to warm it up. I guess I could do that for a few seconds. But I was thinking maybe throwing some ice cream on it. Oh, I bet you that would just be heaven. Throw a little ice cream, as they say from my neighborhood. You just throw a little ice cream on it, Al. That's what you need to do. Throw. You guys from my neighborhood used to say throw. They didn't say throw. They said throw. Very educated people. Throw. One, two, three. One, two, three. So I'm very, very, it was very nice of them to do that. Like I said, I don't know if he makes a delicious everything, but I did smell a couple of dishes that he made this past week. He uses a lot of garlic, which I love, and I had to make comments as I was leaving because I said, dude, that smells fantastic. But I don't want them to think that I'm hovering around trying to get, you know, eat their food. Something worse than, all right, we got to feed Al now? I mean, you know, once in a while, but, you know, once in a while, okay. But, you know, when I give him a compliment, it doesn't mean that I want it. I mean, I may not refuse it, but I'm not looking. I'm just complimenting. I just want to say, listen, it smells great, and it really does. And they're vegetarians, and maybe they'll inspire me to go back to being a vegetarian. Maybe my vegetarian ways will come back. Who knows? Who knows? Who knows? And then right before they knocked on the door, I got a phone call from this kid from this, I say a kid, you know, he sounded like maybe he was like 20 or something like that. And he said, Mr. Berman, and whenever I hear that, I know it's a telemarketer, and right away I try to put on a voice, yeah, hello? And then he was like, I'm from a company called DCIC, and we're going to be in your neighborhood, and we're doing estimates. What's better for you, morning or afternoon? And I go, and then I was like, wait a minute, dude, estimates for what? What are you talking about? So I completely lost the fake foreign accent. He goes, well, we do home improvement. And I said, I'm in an apartment, you know. And he goes, and I said, you sound pretty good on the phone. I got to tell you, you know, you got my attention, and you really should get out of that job because they're not doing good enough research. I said, why should you waste your time making phone calls to people that don't have houses? I mean, they should have a list of single homes, not just like here, they're just probably going through the yellow pages. And he said, yeah, I've told my manager that. I said, you don't have to, don't tell your manager, tell yourself, get out of there, man. That was my advice. I said, you're too good, you deserve better. And I believe that. I believe we all deserve better than to be getting phone calls from people, the home improvement when I'm renting an apartment. Does he know I'm Al Berman live from a studio apartment in North Hollywood, California. When I eventually do Al Berman live from my condominium or house, then we'll talk home improvement. Okay. All right. Update on my my impending hip surgery. I was supposed to do it in mid-July. It's now been pushed to mid-September. I got a call this past week from the doctor's office. Apparently some kind of meeting came up for him that day. He needed to rearrange his schedule. They offered me to come in 9 days earlier, which at first I was like, oh, okay. And then, but logistically, with all the things that you have to do to prepare for the surgery, it wasn't going to work out comfortably for me. It just seemed like it was just too rushed. And I got to be comfortable to do this. So then what happened is I ended up getting the date mid-September. So I get to spend the summer still in this condition, but I get to chill and stay out of the hospital and keep waiting for some kind of divine intervention to come down and strike to put the cartilage back in my friggin' hips and give me my range of motion and no pain. I mean, it happens. There's people that get healed. I mean, I'm open to it. I just don't know. You know, I mean, I'm also open to going in and having them just fix me like an end table. But when the girl was telling me at first, she was trying to sell me into doing the 9 days earlier by telling me that, you know, it's on a Wednesday and your surgery now is scheduled on a Friday. And you always want to be in a hospital, she said, on a Wednesday rather than a Friday. And I go, why? Well, what's the difference? She goes, because there's a shift change on Friday and everybody knows you on Wednesday and blah, blah, blah. I go, who knows me? The staff that works there? And I go, I'm not planning on being there that long. When are they going to get to know me? So then when I scheduled the one in September, I go, what day does that fall on? She goes, Friday. I said, but you said Wednesdays are better. She goes, no, it's okay. It's just that, yeah, you know, she was kind of going back and forth because she was trying to sell me into a date. And then when that date didn't work out, she went back to going, oh, everything's fine. So, I got a little freaked out, like, on Wednesday's better than Friday for hospitals. I mean, so I just hope I hope it works out. It'll work out. It's going to work out. Okay? Okay, folks, it's all going to work out. Next up, what happened this week in this building, not in the neighborhood, I should say, is that I came out a few days ago in the afternoon. Janet was sweeping the parking lot, and there was a fire truck outside. And I said, Janet, why is there a fire truck? And she goes, because of the biz. The biz. The biz? What's the biz? You know, I mean, she had that Spanish accent. The biz. What do you mean the biz? Like, the entertainment biz? Show biz? The firemen are here to extract people? There's so many people in this town. I mean, it's a show business town. So many people come here to be in the show business. Many people don't. So are the firemen here to extract people that have absolutely no chance of ever getting a job in the business? Is that what you're telling me? And she goes, no, the bees! And then it turns out she didn't yell like that. The bees! There was a situation with bees. Apparently, that earlier that day, and I heard all this kind of like chainsaw action going on outside. They were cutting branches, and I guess on one of the trees, there was a beehive, and they disturbed the beehive. And the bees, you know, went ballistic. And I guess they might have, I heard that there was a guy that was running down the street, like, you know, smacking at his head and his face, you know. So, I mean, I didn't see that. I was, that's the advantage of sleeping in like I do. I miss things like this. I miss the bees. So, by the time I got there, they had already been spraying for the bees. And so, that's what happened. And then, like, right around that time, I saw one of my neighbors with her daughter, and then she was running to her car, and then she left the parking lot, and then she came back kind of within a few minutes, and she rolled down the window. She goes, you know, I was running because of the bees. You know, the bees are on the loose. And I go, I don't see any bees anywhere. It's not a bee in sight, but okay. Maybe they're around here, but I don't see any swarms of bees. And then I asked my friend Chris, I said, you know, Chris, What do they spray them? Are they just killing the bees? You know? And he said, well, some of them might die, but they kind of, like, disorient them, he said. And so you got bees that are, they get disoriented, and I guess then they leave the neighborhood, and they, get into bar fights somewhere. I mean, the disoriented bees are like a bees in a blackout. You know, like, they come to, I don't even know where I am, man. Hey, man, hey, bee, you need to go to a 12-step meeting if you're going to be in that condition, you know. So that's what happened. We had a bee situation. Be all that you can be. Be all that you can be. As a matter of fact, you know, speaking of be all that you can be, that's the slogan for the Army, which segues very nicely into my next little topic, is we have a new neighbor who just moved in, and is a guy named Lewis. And, he was just moving in, and I met him, and he's got, the skinhead, he's Hispanic, and he's got the skinhead, which kind of gives him the appearance of possibly a gangbanger, but I could tell by his demeanor that he's not. He's very, seems like a very, kind of a sweethearted person. And so I said, I said something to him, I forget. And he said, yes, sir. He called me sir. Yes, sir. I go, what are you, a Marine? And he goes, yes, sir, I am. He really was in the Marines. He got out a couple years ago. Did time in Afghanistan, where he told me the temperatures could reach 140 degrees. Are you kidding me? So he's moving in. He's moved in, and which is cool. So we're now protected in case we get any Al Qaeda, any people that are from Al Qaeda who want to rent apartments here. We will have him to defend us, and so that's that. And I was mentioning 140 degrees. I'm experimenting today because it gets so hot in my apartment, and I was reluctant to use my air conditioner because it's so noisy. Can you hear it? I don't know if you can hear it. But anyway, I figured, what the heck? It's just getting too hot. Why should I suffer? I've suffered enough for my art. Why should I suffer while doing my podcast? Why not do it in the coolness of my air-conditioned wall unit apartment? So I've got that going. Aaron this week was... I heard this hammering outside my window, and he was hammering signs warning people to pick up their doggy doo. I mentioned a few podcasts ago about how I track some doggy doo into my house. I didn't realize it, and I think most people are kind of conscientious about it, but there are the ones that aren't. They walk around with their cell phones, and they've got their dogs, and their dogs are going. They're doing their business, and then they're just leaving it there, and so they have signs, please pick up the doggy do, which may not help. If the owners are on the cell phone, it's up to the dogs to read this. It's up to the dogs to understand. They go, excuse me, it says not to do the doggy do here. We got to have to go somewhere else where I can do my doggy do's and doggy don'ts. So that's that. So things are going swimmingly well here at the apartment building and the neighborhood, except for once in a while, like we had the bee situation and we got the doggy do situation. But we're on it. We're on it here, folks. We're on it, and we're going to stay on it. And that's how we roll over here in the valley. It's so funny. We're living in the San Fernando Valley. We call it the valley. There's other valleys around, but we're the valley, the valley. Okay. All right. Next, I called up my bank credit card because I wanted to, I pay my bill. Usually I pay it over the phone. I try to do it with the automatic thing. It's very easy. They got all my information. But invariably, if I call at night, I get the automated thing. If I call during the day, they just automatically send me to a person. And then, of course, then you have to answer all the security questions. And she asked me my birthday, and I was just like, I'm a little self-conscious about my birthday. I mean, I live in Hollywood. You know, this is Hollywood. This is where we either lie about our age or we don't give a straight answer. We just, someone says, you know, how old are you? You go, well, I can play 32 to 97. I have an age range, but I don't have an actual age. So it's so retarded, you know. And I say that with all due respect. I know that word is politically incorrect, but I don't mean that. You know what I mean? It's retarded to think that way. And so I gave her my birthday, and then she was telling me, you know, they're always trying to help you improve, you know, your experience. All these companies are always trying to quote unquote improve your experience with them. And she starts telling me how I could actually borrow money at 0% interest from them. Like a certain amount of money, and I could pay off other credit cards or whatever that I'm, you know, paying interest on, and that, you know, and blah blah blah, and it's just like, you know, that all sounds well and good, but I just, you know, whenever I hear stuff like that, I go immediately to, I just get all kinds of sleepy. I'm not the best shopper, you know. When I go shopping, I don't look for bargains, you know. I go to the very high priced supermarket. Why? Because it's right off the freeway near my house, you know, but they do have pretty good deals on ice cream. And if you're looking for a high fat, high sugar treat, ice cream's it. It's summertime, folks. Have some ice cream. And then after we get done wrapping up our conversation, she says to me, thank you for, you know, for being a part of the B of A family, Bank of America family. And I was less like, all right, you know, doesn't seem like much of a family. Well, maybe it does. Maybe it's kind of like a dysfunctional family. Because I remember like about 6 months ago, they tried to charge everybody like $5 a month for using their debit cards for more than once or twice a month. And then we got together, we rallied, we petitioned, and we shut that down. The people shut that down. You know, so what kind of family? Yeah, it's kind of a dysfunctional family. You know, it's just like, whatever. I also am part of a credit union. It doesn't really feel like a, well, maybe it's more of a, I don't know. I don't know what I'm talking about. Now I'm meandering.
Meandering.
And last but not least, I want to make a comment about newborn babies, because there's, you know, like I said, there's been some newborn babies in my life, and you know, I'm getting videos of this newborn babies, you know, and they're cute, you know, they're very nice, you know. Oh, look at the newborn, you know, these newborn babies look like a cross between like the person who's sending the email and an extraterrestrial, which is probably what they kind of are, because I feel like they came from the other side, and well, they have come from the other side of the mommy's stomach. But I was just wondering, at what point do you stop showing off your kid? You know, at what age do you stop going like, oh, look how cute this is? You know, it does stop at some point. You know, it goes the other way. You know, you kind of go, oh, this kid's driving me nuts. But, you know, one thing I have to say is I do find comfort in baby talk. You know, you see a baby and you go, oh, little poochki, look at that little poochki, woochki. And I think that we, as adults, should utilize that tone with each other sometimes. That baby talk should not, you know, that baby talk thing should not stop from babies. We should be able to, you know, say to you know, other adults, like, oh, look at that little businessman. Look at that, oh, look at that business suit he wear with that little tie. Oh, you got such gray hair and the wrinkles on your face. A jibble, jibble, jibble. A jibble, jibble, jibble. It's just a thought, folks. I mean, you know, is that really so bad to treat people like that? I mean, really? Or is anybody going to have issues? Like, you know, well, I don't want to be treated like that. I'm an adult. Well, you know, I don't want to be treated like that all the time, but I wouldn't mind. if once in a while somebody said to me, look at Al, look at that little t-shirt he's wearing. Because I wear a lot of colored t-shirts. Not a lot at once, but that's pretty much all I wear. Look at that little colored t-shirt. Look at those shorts. Look at those little shorts on him. Deepoo, deepoo, deepoo. All right. Okay, folks. We have come to the end of another hopefully successful audio podcast. Again, I want to thank those who listen. I might have mentioned this last week. I'm not sure. I've got to get in touch with this person who is going to possibly help me get into the iTunes store. She thinks it's pretty simple. She's a professional computer person. You know, she said, it's easy. It's pretty easy. I said, you know, so I'm going to get in touch with her within the next few days. And so hopefully I'll be up on the iTunes store. And when that happens, then I'll be bugging you guys to leave reviews and comments so I can attract listeners and get rated. Not get rated, like to have the cops raid me, but rated. Rated. R-A-T-E-D. Okay, so until next time, this is Al Berman Live from a studio apartment in North Hollywood, California.